Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sumner County Commission rejects battery storage plant. We have the story.
Body found in Texas could be that missing teenager. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A new parking garage will be coming soon to Wichita's Wesley Medical Center. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Sumner County Commissioners have said no to plans for a battery storage plant west of Oxford in South Central Kansas. Yesterday's vote was unanimous from the three Sumner County Commissioners. They overturned a recommendation from the Sumner County Planning and Zoning Board in denying the issuance of a conditional use permit for NextEra Energy to build its battery storage facility. The Sumner County's attorney advised that regardless of the commission's decision, there is a possibility of appeal.
Police have found a body during the search for a missing Texas teenager, Camila Mendoza Olmos. Fox's Matt Finn with more on the investigation.
This was a frantic search, and now the Bexar County Sheriff says investigators found a body while searching for missing 19-year-old Camila. The body was found in a tall grass area just a few hundred yards from Camila's San Antonio home, and family members' missing gun was found nearby. The sheriff told a reporter it appears to be the body of Camila, who allegedly had suicidal thoughts, but the sheriff says the medical examiner's office will confirm the identity of the body and manner of death.
Almost vanished after going on a walk around her neighborhood a week ago today on Christmas Eve.
A 43-year-old man is charged with attempted murder and other crimes after he allegedly hit a woman with a hammer on Christmas Eve. According to Sedgwick County Court records, Jason Eastburn is charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated burglary, aggravated child endangerment, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. Officers responded last Wednesday morning to the 7200 block of East 24th Street North. A police report lists three victims. Eastburn is jailed on $2 million bond.
Demolition of Wichita's Wesley Medical Center parking garage is set to begin next week.
On Tuesday, the hospital will begin a two-year construction project to replace their aging public parking garage with a new, larger structure, beginning with the demolition of the existing structure at Hillside and Murdoch. New parking requirements for patients, visitors, and colleagues will go into effect on January 5th. The new $65 million parking garage will offer a total of 1,359 parking spaces, an increase of 466 spaces from the current garage. Patients and visitors to Wesley Medical Center will also find parking information and instructions on their website, wesleymc.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News this has been a really busy year for the county. He says there are several good success stories, but says the biggest accomplishment is in the county workforce.
We've stabilized the workforce at Sedgwick County. You know, we had, from 2020 on, there was significant staffing challenges. Lost a third of our paramedics with EMS, was only at 64% staffing at 911. And all of that has changed. We're over 93% staffing at the county now. And because of that stability, all the outputs that we measure, response times, call times, overtime, things of that sort, all of that has changed for the better.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The Wichita Thunder hockey team back on the ice this evening. Yesterday, the ECHL and the Professional Hockey Players Association ratified a new collective bargaining agreement, allowing for the regular season to resume. And the Wichita Thunder's next game is tonight. That'll take place as scheduled. The new agreement is going to increase player compensation and improve health and safety for the players.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a massive Wichita sports birthday today. It comes from the ranks of Wichita State basketball. So we'll get to that coming up in sports.
Expanded Obamacare subsidies are set to expire today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Clear sky and 31 degrees with Steve and Ted. In California, three hikers were found dead on Mount Baldy, including a teen who fell about 500 feet. Public Information Officer Jenny Smith spoke to reporters.
An air medic was able to lower himself down to those three individuals, and he did declare them deceased.
County rescue teams were unable to reach the bodies of the deceased sooner because of high wind. 14 people have died on Mount Baldy since 2020.
Expanded Obamacare subsidies are set to expire today.
Affordable Care Act health care plans go up, in some cases more than 100%, as expanded subsidies expire today. Many saw the increased costs factored into their plans when open enrollment began in November. A demand by Democrats to extend the subsidies drove the recent government shutdown. Before breaking for the holidays, the House passed a bill meant to address health care costs, but it did not extend the subsidies. The Senate's not expected to pick that up. Four House Republicans broke with Democrats, signing a discharge petition that would extend the subsidies. That is expected to be brought for a vote when the House returns, and some legislation meant to address health care costs could pass before open enrollment officially ends January 15th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The state of California has now delayed revoking 1,700 commercial driver's licenses issued to illegals after immigration activist groups sued over the issue.
The state delaying the revocations to allow more time for truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify to take steps to keep theirs. The Federal Transportation Department started cracking down on commercial licenses held by illegal immigrants after a truck driver not authorized to be in the country killed three people in a crash in Florida. California is reforming its licensing to meet federal guidelines. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Washington Monument will be transformed into a giant birthday candle tonight to begin celebrating the country's 250th anniversary.
Freedom 250, the organization launched by President Trump to lead a year-long celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary, is turning the Washington Monument into a 250-foot birthday candle. Tonight, the monument will be illuminated, marking the arrival of the national celebration. Organizers will illuminate the monument every evening through January 5th with different visuals, they say, that tell the story of America. The nightly lightings are free and open to the public. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We got a call from one of the traffic trackers just a little bit ago. He was up right around that North Junction area in the road construction. Said he saw a vehicle that was off on the shoulder, a flat tire being helped by a police officer, whether it was Sedgwick County or a state trooper. It could have been either, but they were definitely helping a motorist and off on the shoulder of the road. But he also said that the traffic volumes were still kind of light, so it didn't really seem to be slowing anything down. And taking a look at some of the functioning traffic cameras in that area, that appears to be the case. I really don't see a whole lot of traffic up there at the moment, so it doesn't appear to be too much of a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Kind of hard to believe we reached New Year's Eve day, but here we are. And Steve, do we resolve for anything in 2026? Maybe to sleep in a little bit later?
I got a feeling that's going to happen. I don't have to. I have a really strong feeling that's going to happen. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that sounds good. We've got a really nice day today for getting out and about, maybe taking down some Christmas decorations. We have light wind, sunshine, and 57 on the way later today. So that, for the last day of December, is, of course, above average. And tonight, our low is going to drop back to 28 degrees. We are cooler tomorrow to kick off 2026 because there's a cold front that's coming in. It's only going to be about an 8 to 10 degree temperature drop. It's not quite as extreme as what we had last weekend, where we went from 60 back to 20. And 49 is our high coming up for tomorrow on New Year's Day. Now, heads up, there is a possibility we could see some low clouds and fog first thing Thursday morning. That would be across central and parts of eastern Kansas, but probably over with by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. So if there's any potential speed bump on smooth sailing for travel tomorrow, it'd be some foggy weather right along the 135 corridor at the start of Thursday. Otherwise, we're back into sunshine for the afternoon. And then Friday looks like partly to mostly cloudy and a high of 47. So we are trending cooler heading into the first couple of days of 26. But it doesn't look like it's going to be anything out of the ordinary. And then just glancing ahead to try to find some chances for rain or snow, we do see some potential brewing as we get into the second half of next week. So we're about a full week out right now from a system that might actually stir up a little wet weather for the immediate locations around us. But for right now, dry weather does prevail. 31 this morning in Wichita. We have a clear sky. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Sounds like we're going to start off the new year, and it's a pretty nice weather note there. How about that?
Yeah, pretty quiet, actually. I mean, it could be so much colder. It was only about 5 years ago we had our snowiest New Year's Day on record in 2021.
Wow. Okay.
I got pictures of May sitting out in this giant snowdrift.
Okay.
That's how we started the new year.
Is that your dog, May?
Yeah, okay. She's down here looking at me like, snow? Did somebody say snow?
Fine. All right. Thanks, Ross. And we'll talk to you next year, I guess. Ross Jansen, Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist, Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS. It is now 7:14, 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. I just want to say quickly, thanks to the listeners for, I've got cards, webpage messages, Facebook messages, several gifts, and we talked about how Chester's Chop House, an anonymous donor sent me a gift card to Chester's. So Shelly and I are probably going to go there Valentine's Day.
How about that?
So I want to thank that anonymous person. Thank you.
All right,
Ted, what do you got today?
All right, we do have a special guest on the phone lines joining us live right now here on your final show. One of our great coworkers and friends. Let's welcome in Dave Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I can't believe this day is here.
You can't. I can't.
Well, Steve, I have listened to you on the radio, my gosh, over 40 years. And you play such a key role in everyone's life. You get us going in the morning. You put everyone in a positive mood. When things are tough, you help walk us through them. It's going to be very difficult imagining not waking up with Mac on the radio.
It's been a treat knowing you, partner, because, you know, the good stories you tell from a radio guy, you've been fun to know and fun to work with at times. Way to go.
Well, thank you. But this today is all about you. And I can remember, oh my gosh, it would have been back in the early 80s. Barry Gaston had you come speak to a group of young punk would-be radio people to explain to us how to have a career. That was the first time I met you, and it was a great moment, and I'm honored to still be your friend.
Where was that, Dave?
He had us come to Wichita. I was in Topeka at the time.
Okay.
He and Phil Kassebaum owned the station up there, and we came down, and I can't remember, you know, knowing Barry, I'm sure he rented a back room at Spangles or something rather than somewhere nice. Yeah, it happens.
Well, appreciate your stories about the manager of the radio station giving you his old suits and things like that. It's always fun.
Well, let me use this time to say I hope that as you move into retirement like me, since we've got plenty of time, we can make our lunches more frequent than they have been, because we have not gotten together enough over these last couple of years with everything being busy. And let's slow things down and get together, my friend.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And I've become a real fan of that $4 white cheese, I'll tell you. Queso. Dave, be careful. Let's get a lunch with all the guys at dinner, okay? Thank you, Dave.
Hey, Dave Phillips.
In your honor.
Okay.
All right, Dave Phillips, thanks for joining us here on the air on Steve's final show. And guess what? We have another special guest.
Another one.
Lined up on the tarmac here. Welcome another longtime friend of the show and listener, former judge, played by the Shocker broadcaster for basketball. It is Dave Dahl joining us. Good morning, Dave Dahl.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. Not just today, but for decades and decades. You're going to be missed.
You're retired now. Does that mean you get up early and crack some law books from the state of Illinois, things like that, and a little cup of coffee there?
Yeah, to catch the temperature of what's happening nationally, so I can have a very little influence, which I never would have anyway. No, I don't. I'm anxious to hear what you're going to do when you retire.
You probably never hear from me again, unless it's in a police blotter or something like that.
You know, and I've said this to you before, you're such a hard worker, and you're always prepared, and you're always fair with your broadcasts. We know you're being honest and all the integrity, which you're going to be missed a great deal.
Well, I appreciate those words, and you've become a true friend, and I'll never forget the 50th, my surprise 50th birthday party. Added to my good friend Mike and Carol Krager's house, and I was completely surprised. But that evening, the Shockers were playing, and Dave came by and actually came to the party for a few minutes on his way out to do this. I was surprised. It was really nice. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome. It was important to be here. One last thing before I let you go. Obviously, your life is changing forever, yours and Shelley's, but for all the thousands of faithful listeners, our lives are changing forever also. And it's kind of bittersweet for us. And that's a compliment to you, because you've done such a good job over all these years of being our friend.
All right. Thank you, David. Good words. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are a few people in this world that I truly admire and their integrity. And that guy is one of them.
Sure is. Yep.
Yeah.
So thanks to Dave Phillips and Dave Dahl for calling in and being with us here this morning.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Now I'm soaking it up like a sponge. 7:19, Steve and Ted, it's that time of the morning for Ted to enlighten us on what's going on sports, Ted.
Yeah, quickly what we got going on in sports. Don't forget Chiefs football on Sunday, final game of the season, visiting the Las Vegas Raiders. And, of course, the Chiefs Radio Network and Mitch Holtis will have that one for you. Live coverage begins at 2 o'clock Sunday, and that's right here on KNSS. And, of course, we usually preview the game with Mitch on Fridays, but we don't have a show on Friday or tomorrow, so we're doing Mitch today. We'll have Mitch Holtis live in the 8 o'clock hour, 1 hour from now, to preview this big game and have his finale with us for the season.
All right. I got a shout-out. Can I do a run to Craig or not?
Oh, wait till I'm done.
Oh, excuse me.
We got more sports to go. The Shocker basketball team plays at UAB this afternoon, 3 o'clock tip-off. So you can listen to the Shockers opening up conference play. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will be on the air at 2:30 this afternoon for that one. That's over on 103.7 KEYN. The strike is over in hockey, so back to Thunder Hockey on the ice. Three games in the next 4 days against the Utah Grizzlies downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. 6 o'clock tonight on New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock Friday night, and then 6 o'clock Saturday night on Thunder Dog's 33rd birthday bash. So get Thunder a chance Dog. To go see some Thunder hockey. And we were talking about one of my favorite birthdays of the entire year today on New Year's Eve. Shocker basketball legend Cleo Littleton is 93 years old today. For more than 70 years now, he is still the all-time leading scorer in Shocker basketball history after coming to play for the Shockers out of East High School.
Wow.
He was drafted by the Fort Wayne Pistons in the fifth round of the NBA draft.
Fort Wayne.
But he decided to stay here in Wichita and play AAU hoops and begin his business career.
About that.
Littleton is the only men's basketball player in Missouri Valley Conference history, first team all-conference, four times.
Wow.
Helped lead Wichita East to the 1951 state championship over Newton. Played in 184 consecutive games from his sophomore year in high school all the way through his senior season for the Shockers. How about that? And one of the great highlights of my broadcasting career, I had Cleo join me for a whole hour
on a
sports talk show on KNSS back in the 1990s.
That's good.
Happy 93rd birthday to Shocker basketball legend, Cleo Littleton. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment, caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with a sincere congratulations to Steve McIntosh on brewing up an amazing career. WBC toasts you for your commitment to our community. Wichita Brewing Company with a big cheers to you, Steve.
Great place to go. I'll tell you what, I do have something in common with Cleo Littleton. Did you know this?
Okay.
I actually, when I was playing basketball at West, I played in the same gym as him at the East High Gym.
Well, look at that.
And it was a pit then. And
it was.
Cleo was there, too. All right. Coming up 7:22, keep it here for House Call for Health. How to keep your New Year's resolutions. That's all the way, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning, last day of the year, 31 degrees. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News a major investment study will look at construction of a Northwest Expressway in the county.
The two fastest growing cities in the entire state are Mays and Goddard. We've got to make sure that we're looking at transportation, not just for ease of transportation, but for safety. You know, this proposed route where Northwest Expressway would go, there's over 2,000 houses being developed in this area. So the traffic on these rural roads it's going to continue to increase, so there's safety issues there.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Retired Battalion Fire Chief Bob Thompson passed away Sunday at the age of 76. Thompson retired from the Wichita Fire Department in 2016 after serving for 35 years. He began his career with the department in 1981. Thompson was the first black man to portray Admiral Windwagon Smith, the ceremonial leader of Riverfest, serving as the admiral back in 2003.
There are only a few more hours left to make charitable tax donations.
New Year's Eve is the deadline for charitable donations that can be deducted from your taxes next year, and contributions must be initiated or postmarked by midnight. The FBI sharing a few tips to avoid fraud, telling folks to give using a check or credit card, explaining if a charity or organization asks you to donate through cash, gift card, virtual currency, or wire transfer, it's probably a scam. The agency goes on to say, give to established charities or groups whose work you know and trust, and be aware of organizations with copycat names or names similar to reputable organizations, urging folks to do their research and to use the Federal Trade Commission's resources to examine the track record of a charity. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The deadline is fast approaching for illegal immigrants to take advantage of the government's holiday bonus.
The Department of Homeland Security announced last week that it was tripling its self-deportation incentive from $1,000 to $3,000, the cash payout, for those who are here illegally to voluntarily leave the United States. Though DHS also pointing out its holiday bonus is being offered for a limited time, that eligible migrants have until midnight tonight to register. Meantime, the Trump administration has reported an estimated 1.9 million voluntary self-deportations, along with over 605 formal deportations, totaling over 2.5 million removals from the U.S. in 2025. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Investigators in New England are searching for the suspects behind a seafood heist.
Holy mackerel, something fishy is afoot in New England. Thieves have swiped $400,000 worth of oysters and lobsters, as well as a cache of crab meat. It started last month with 14 cages full of oysters stolen in Casco Bay in Maine. Then in Massachusetts, crab and lobster meat disappeared from a warehouse. Police say the thieves used a fraudulent trucking company to reel in and make off with their ill-gotten catch. Investigators suspect the stolen seafood was likely sold to area restaurants due to its short shelf life. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the final day of the year on the cool side. Temperatures in those 20s this morning, but later today, a high of 56 with those sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. If you have plans to be out and about tonight, temperatures will be steadily falling by midnight in the 30s and then eventually in those upper 20s by your Thursday morning. Have a weak cold front pushing in tonight. Could bring in some more clouds and some patchy fog heading into your New Year's Day morning. And then looking at some more clouds throughout the day, high of 50 for your Thursday. Even more clouds expected Friday with a high of 49 degrees. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, 31 degrees, west wind at 9 miles per hour at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted of the Morning, December 31st, last day of the year. Steve and Ted show number 7087. On this date in 1985, former teen idol Rick Nelson died in a plane crash in DeKalb, Texas. And a birthday today, Anthony Hopkins turns 88, a Welsh actor. Hopkins has received numerous accolades, including 2 Academy Awards, 4 BAFTA Awards, 2 Primetime Emmy Awards, and a Laurence Olivier Award. He won his Oscar for The Silence of the Lambs and The Father. 6 Oscar nominations. 6.
Good actor.
Just a quick note to Cara Molino yesterday. You remember Cara Molino?
No.
She remembers when at Botanica, few years ago, they were doing Tuesdays on the Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
They would have concerts in the evening.
Yeah.
Well,
and we would go out there.
And Kara worked for the people who put that on.
I got you.
And she said at that time she did so well that I gave her a shout on the radio. So I ran into her yesterday at the hearing group, and I said, well, I'm going to give her a shout out because she's now working with us on a project. So
very good.
Kara, she's, you know, all those years ago, she still remembered who we are and what we're doing.
Very good. Hey, guess what? We have another special guest with us live this morning, Steve, on the phone lines. Joining us is somebody that was a weekly part of our show for many, many years. And here she is, the amazing Bonnie Bing Honeyman. Hello, Bonnie Bing.
Bonnie. Hey. Okay, Steve, listen to me. It's not too late to change your mind.
Really? Well, I think it is, Bonnie. I think it is.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Look, I have great, fun memories of being on the air with you guys, and I just wanted to say congratulations on being Mr. Radio for many, many years. Steve, I mean it. I know I pick on you a lot, but you do deserve that. But I am very proud to call you a friend, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. And I see you've been busy writing. It's taken you about 15 years, but you wrote a book, right?
It took 37 years. But I did. What I did was I decided to do this book. Actually, I was forced into it by a couple of friends. But listen, it's a compilation of some of my favorite columns, and sometimes you would pick on me on the air about a column that I've written. So I think you should get a book, and if you're nice to me, I might even gift you a book. But I think that you've been in radio so long that I feel like I was in journalism not that long.
Really?
I'm a writer. Oh. I'm a writer. You're a talker. Let's face it, bud.
I thought you were a phys ed teacher.
I was. I was. But that was only for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. And then I was assistant athletic director.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was great having you for a neighbor. I could look out my backyard and I could see your mansion across the street over there. And it inspired me a great deal. I just remember great times in your backyard launching water balloons with your husband.
That's right. I was trying to have a nice brunch, and you guys were out there launching water balloons. Yes, yeah. That is true.
And, of course, Honeyman is an attorney, and it's a good thing he was there because the cops showed up after a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the River Festival people weren't the least bit happy with us. But it got so they were launching things back at us. That's a little crazy.
Well, the people who bought your house, they don't take care of the lawn very well. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I think they're doing a lot of stuff to the house, and I just try to remember it as our house. You know, it's their house now, so they can do what they want.
That's right.
Well, it was a good old neighborhood, and I do miss the river a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You bet, Steve, and I hope you have great retirement. And poor Shelley, you're going to be home all the time. And tell her if she needs to come see me, she can come over and we'll have a glass of wine.
Well, we're going to have new insurance company, new health insurance, and we made sure there is a clause for a psychiatric treatment for her so she can go get some therapy.
You know what? She's going to need it.
I know. Bonnie, thanks. Thanks for what you did when we got this show started way back, and you helped us out to get that going every week.
We had Bonnie on every Friday morning for several years.
Yes, I had to get up very early and head out to wherever you were located at that time.
Right.
First it was close to downtown, and then we were clear out with the horses. But I love you guys, and I just hope you'd stay on the air, Ted Woodward. You're not going anywhere, Bubba.
I'm trying. So,
okay, buddy. Okay. Good luck, Bon. Steve.
All right. Okay.
Happy New Year, Bonnie.
Happy New Year, Bonnie. Bonnie
Same
Bing.
To you.
Yeah.
Bonnie Bing Honeyman, part of our show long ago. Glad to have her call in today.
Okay. What else we got going on this morning? I wanted to mention, Yeah, Bob Layton, the city manager, he is retiring.
Yeah, his final day on the job today.
You know who else is
going
to quit, okay? The billionaire CEO Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway is stepping back.
Is this his last day?
He's stepping back. I don't know when. Greg Abel taking over his place at the head of this firm. Buffett's leadership, a personal fortune he's roughly $150 billion in Berkshire stock.
That's it?
Yeah. Still lives in Omaha, I guess, and drives like an 85 Oldsmobile. He is 95 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
So Warren Buffett's going to call it quits. Mike Kennedy is retiring this year.
Yeah, Wichita legend on the airwaves will be retiring.
Bob Layton.
In the spring.
Wow.
There's a lot of a transition going on in Wichita right now.
Our good friend.
You're part of it.
Dan O'Neill, who's going to one of our coworkers.
Long-time coworker.
Yeah.
He's also retiring after today.
So we had this great this little gathering last night here at the station for Dano, and it catered in by one of the barbecue. Who was the barbecue place this time?
Hog Wild,
and it was delicious.
It was good stuff.
A brisket with brown gravy on it doesn't quite cut it. So what happened was there were four containers with brown stuff in it, and two of them we found out later were barbecue sauce, and the other two were brown gravy for the potatoes. So I ate a brisket with brown gravy on it and barbecue sauce on my mashed potatoes. You know what the remedy to that is, Ted? Go back for a second plate.
Exactly.
Or third.
Or make the gravy the hot roast beef sandwich.
I never thought of that. Yeah, there you go.
I get that at Hog Wild fairly often.
Good idea. All right. And again, thanks for folks. Some folks have given me gifts, cards, Facebook stuff. There's a Facebook post going on right now, and a lot of people are slamming into that. And I'd just like to say one more time, thanks to the anonymous person who gave me a gift for a gift card for Chester's Chop House. I've never been there.
I've never eaten there as well.
And I'm going to go find out about it for you, okay? Shelly and I, maybe we're thinking maybe for Valentine's Day. But whoever you are, thank you. That was very, very nice.
That's a great gift.
7:42.
Hang on one second. We got to try and remember this right around Valentine's Day. That's got to be a time when you give us a call that next morning to give us the after action report.
You can't just
leave us hanging like that. We're going to have to know how that goes.
Tell you what, you get me free food and I'll just check in every once in a while for you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. It's coming up at 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. And Interest Bank is making some changes. Kirk Sevenoff, Wichita Business Journal, on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning, last day of December. Three big things. Sumner County Commission says no to a battery storage plant near Oxford. Searchers in Texas have located a body believed to be a missing teenager. New Year's Eve tradition calls for a midnight toast to welcome 2026. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area, well, it does appear to still be fairly light. I'm just not seeing a whole lot of heavy traffic out there this morning. Things are looking, the traffic conditions are looking really good right now, actually. I'm not seeing any big traffic tie-ups or slowdowns at the moment. Some of the heaviest traffic we've got right now, 47th Street South and Broadway area, just between there and the entrance over at I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 58 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 30. Thursday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, first day of the year, 49 degrees. Now a clear sky. West wind at 9 miles per hour, 31 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Two alleged members of a foreign hacker group pled guilty to cybercrimes.
Fox on set.
Hacking can get you sent to prison, and the U.S. government means it. The U.S. Justice Department says two men have pleaded guilty in a Miami federal courtroom to partaking in hacking schemes involving ransomware used to shake down corporations. The bad software would lock a company out of its own systems and demand payment, usually a very large sum, via cryptocurrency, to have the hackers unlock the systems, hopefully for good, but with little assurance they won't relock it and demand even more money. But here's what makes these two guilty pleas worse. The two men had careers at top U.S. cybersecurity firms, even though they were working for or with the notorious hacker group known as Black Cat, a primarily Russian group blamed for the 2024 takedown of Change Healthcare, which stole patient data and clogged up payment systems for providers. A $22 million ransom was paid. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at traffic now with Jad Chambers. Got something going on, Jad?
Well, I mentioned that I was seeing some heavier traffic around 47th Street South and Broadway.
Yeah.
We've just found out, or we've just been told, there's been a response for a hazardous materials call right there at that intersection. So just expect to see crews out there at the scene, emergency crews, police and fire. Again, that's a hazmat call near 47th Street South and Broadway.
Interest Bank is making some changes. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's largest bank has made some moves in its wealth management, retirement, and trust divisions, trust services divisions. Interest Bank has nearly $9 billion in wealth and retirement assets, which it says is its largest portfolio in South Central Kansas. The bank has hired Greg Murphy as its principal chief investment officer, joining from Kansas City, where he was an analyst and portfolio manager at Tortoise Capital. Murphy's addition is part of the bank's doubling down on the growth of its wealth management side. And sports fans out there know that GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City will host 6 World Cup matches next summer. But did you know that all identifying marks of Arrowhead will be removed before the first kickoff? The World Cup's governing body, FIFA, mandates that all sponsorship and business markings at all stadiums must be removed prior to the matches. And it's the stadium, not FIFA, that absorbs the cost of removing the markings from stands, scoreboards, seats, time clocks, staff uniforms, passes, and anything else. So GEH Field won't be GEH Field for soccer, only for football. And Steve, on your last day, let me say it has been my pleasure to work with you these last 7 months. If your 55-year career was 18 holes of golf, I have been around only for a 2-foot tap-in on the 18th green. But it has been an honor to listen to you all these years, and you've done Wichita journalism proud, my friend. Best wishes from all your friends at the Business Journal.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And this has been good working with you. Our relationship with the Journal goes way back.
Long time.
We started, of course, off with our good friend and yours, Bill Roy, the late Bill Roy.
Mm-hmm.
And every segment he was on was a treat, And it's been the same with you, Kirk. You've done a great job with us here the past 7 months. Thanks for your help.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to catch up with you as you go down the retirement path and see what next is next for you.
All right. Thank you, Kirk. Kirk Seminoff. I guess we're not going to join Kirk next hour.
Yeah, we've probably got some special stuff coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, so this was our only visit with Kirk today, so we're glad to have him on.
Yep. I have a good one, Kirk. Good luck next year. That begins tomorrow. All right, let's see here. 7:52, Steve and Ted. Today is, of course, New Year's Eve, and the tradition is to toast a new year in at midnight, with preferably with champagne. I do not do that. Shelley and I don't do that. We don't drink champagne, and we don't toasting. We're usually in bed by about 8:30.
Yeah.
And the reason, you know, not really the reason, but we had an experience that for several years, Shelley and I made a tradition of, on New Year's Eve, we would go to our friend's house, Bob and Kathy. We would go to their house over on the east side of Wichita. Okay. We live in Riverside. We'd go over there, and we would start the four of us stay up and talking and having a little something to drink, and then toast in midnight at the New Year.
Yeah.
Made a tradition for several years. But there was the last time we were heading back across town at 12:30 in the morning, and as I look up, I see a man running down the street naked.
Oh,
and I almost
apologized for that several times.
almost hit this dude with my car.
Yeah.
And then somebody almost sideswiped us with their car. And I said, what?
Okay, we're going to stop doing
that's
this.
It. We're not going to do this anymore. So New Year will be here. And we will, if I wake up, as it says in my cartoon, if I wake up on New Year's, it'll probably be to go to the bathroom. Yeah. There you go. All right.
Yeah. That's about the, there's a point in your life where it's very important to be staying up till midnight and doing that revelry. And then there comes a point where it's not that important to me to be up at midnight tonight.
See, can I say a couple
of
things?
I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, can I say a couple of things? It's going to sound, I know, like self-serving and bragging, I know, but I don't care. After 55 years, my mom, very early in my life, scolded me for talking about myself and bragging. But what I'm going to share next has a lot more to do with Ted and our team here at KNSS and what we've done since 1998 and since we've been on the air together for the last 27 years. By the way, this is Steve and Ted show number 7087.
The last one.
Over the years, it's been important to me, and I know the rest of us, the rest of our people, and the Kansas Association of Broadcasters to win the awards every year.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Competition with, well, we compete with Kansas City, Topeka, and yep. some great radio stations, the TV stations compete. And it's every year we try to win something. It's fun to be recognized, get a plaque and all that. And it's been important, at least to me. In 2008, I was privileged to be inducted into their Hall of Fame, along with Mitch Holthus and Merrill Teller and the late Jim O'Donnell. And I just want to share this with the KAB, the Kansas Associated Broadcasters. We won Station of the Year when I was the program director of this station in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I think we've ever won. Over the years, we concentrate on these newscasts. You listen to our news every morning, and I don't know if you may take this for granted, but 10 times they've awarded us the best newscast in the state of Kansas, which is competing with people like KMBZ and Kansas City, WIBW, and the big ones.
These big stations have tons of resources.
Ten times.
Yeah.
My editorial commentary, the McIntosh Report, which I did over 40 years, won 18 awards. And on four occasions,
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I looked this up. I won that commentary won both first and second places.
Well, you were dominating. Yeah. That was a dominating period.
And Ted Woodward Sports, 5 times best sportscast in the state. So when you're out there and you're driving around, that doesn't mean anything to you, I guess. But just for us, it means that what we're putting out for you is not chopped liver.
Well, we try. Yep, we try to put out a great product worth listening to every day.
Professionally, it's good stuff. And I've had surely enjoyed working with you and and Chad and Dan O'Neill, and of course Tony Dusick. It's been great. So one more hour of this.
One more hour to go.
I hear from Mitch in the next hour, so it's going to be. We have some more stuff planned for you. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, plans for a battery storage plant near Oxford turned down by Sumner County Commission. Ted has sports on the way with Mitch Holtis. And I'm not sure if he'll have an entertainment news on the blur today or not. We'll find out. We have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.